Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for children. Children, today I will tell you an inspirational story of a young boy who became very famous just because of his willpower and his strong, persistent attitude. Listen to this one. Once a young schoolboy was caught in a fire accident in his school and was assumed that he would not live. His mother was told that he was sure to die, for the terrible fire had devastated the lower half of his body. Even if he were to survive, he would be a cripple throughout his life. But the brave boy did not want to die, nor did he want to be a cripple. Much to be the amazement of the doctor, he did survive. But unfortunately, from his waist down, he had no motor ability. His thin legs just dangled there, lifeless. Ultimately, he was discharged from the hospital. But his determination to walk was indomitable. At home, when he was not in bed, he was confined to a wheelchair. One day, he threw himself from the chair and pulled himself across the grass, dragging his legs behind him. He reached the picket fence, raised himself up, and then stake by stake, he began dragging himself along the fence. His resolve to walk undeterred. He did this every day, with faith in himself that he would be able to walk unaided. With his iron persistence and his resolute determination, he did develop the ability to stand up, then to walk haltingly, then to walk by himself, and then to run. He began to walk to school, then run to school, to run for the sheer joy of running. Later in college, he made the track team. In February 1934, in New York's city named Madison Square Garden, this young man, who was not expected to survive, who would surely never walk, who could never hope to run, this determined young man, Dr. Glenn Cunningham, ran the world's fastest mile. An epitome of the power of positive thinking and faith in oneself, Glenn Cunningham continues to be an inspiration for many. And his story, a brilliant testimony to how one can bounce back even when all odds are stacked against one, to the extent that death seemed to be a preferred option. So children, I hope you enjoyed this short story of Glenn Cunningham, who was one of the best sports person in his times. Stay tuned for more such stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye, take care.